Sophia Minard.
And that right there means baseball at its best.
And now, leading off for your Milwaukee Brewers,
Valley Sports Wisconsin, Sophia Minard. Sophia Minard on Homer and Tony is brought to you by Century Foods. Enter Century Foods' Ultimate Baseball Fan Sweepstakes for the chance to win great experiences at American Family Field this season. Return the filled-out entry form to Century Foods by May 18th.
Always want to know, regarding the Milwaukee Brewers, what Sophia Minard is thinking. For the first time I can remember, the Brewers go on the road, and everybody assumed they would not only win, but probably crush the University of Cincinnati Reds. It didn't happen.
What happened, Sophia? What happened?
The Reds are bad, but not as bad as everyone thought. What do you say, Sophia?
I think this is baseball, right? Like, any team can come out and win on any day, regardless of what the record is. And, Brandon Woodruff just wasn't himself, wasn't locked in, and had kind of one bad inning that he ran into some trouble. And I think the offense overall did a good job of just kind of keep trying to put pressure on, but ultimately not able to break through. So, just things like that happen, and you're on to the next day.
I think they were 3-22 at one time, and now have won 3 of their last 4. Am I right about that with the Reds? It's hard to believe.
Correct.
3-22. That's...
Yeah. When they came into Milwaukee, they had 3 wins on the season, and then got swept, obviously, at home, and then won 2 out of 3 against Pittsburgh and won last night. So, yeah, they've added to their win total.
And then you were talking about Woodruff. What do they think happened? Because this generally doesn't happen to him ever.
No, I think, it's been a little touch and go for Woody to start the season. His previous start against the Reds was the best that we've seen him at this point this season. It was 12 strikeouts for him. It was the really good fastball. It just felt like he was able to throw everything for strikes. And, making back-to-back starts against the same team, I think, is always a challenge in terms of mixing up your game plan and your usage, right? And they've obviously just seen you. So he just didn't have the crisp command of everything. Definitely not what we saw in the previous start. And, when we talked to him after the game last night, he said he feels like he's just kind of keeps running into that one big inning. He doesn't feel he's pitching particularly poorly. He feels like he's pretty close, but, he's getting beat on some mistakes or just some locations that he doesn't want. So, he's frustrated. He's as competitive, and he talked to us last night and just said, I want to win so bad. He doesn't like to let the team down. He knows what the expectations are. So, he will figure it out. He always does. And hopefully he'll get locked in again.
The Brewers are 19-11, and they've lost 3 in a row.
So right. Yeah.
Anybody would take 19-11 after you've lost, even if you've lost 3 in a row. I don't know what. What's your assessment? I would say the assessment has to be like, so far, so good. Let's go.
Yeah, look, I think, at this point in the season and from here on out, like, the message is always just, like, consistently win series. And, like, if you do that, you're going to end up where you want to be. And so I think they do a great job of just maintaining that mindset of, the goal is to win the game every day, and you figure out different ways to win. I think they've shown that they can win different ways. They can win a close game, they can put up 20 runs, they can, mash for 5 home runs, and then they can also play small ball. So I think they've shown that they can do it in different ways, and, they're going to continue to rely on starting pitching and defense, which that part has been a little bit shaky for them over the weekend. But, I think they're where they want to be with how they've just continued to stack up series wins.
I don't know the bullpen. You got Williams, and you got Hader, and then you got the quickest pitcher in the world, Suter. Are there other pitchers I should learn and start focusing on in the bullpen that are already or will become a big – I mean, Box – he's a big part of it as well. He's the 7th-inning guy, Boxberger. Is that the role he has now?
Yeah, but, the order, with the lead is generally Boxberger, William, Hader. That's the order that you want to set up with if everyone's available and healthy. Trevor Gott has been a really good new addition to them, and we're going to get our first look at J.C. Mejia. He was called up today from AAA Nashville, and he was acquired in the offseason from the Cleveland Indians. He's a pretty big presence on the mound. So we'll see kind of what he's got. It'll be his season debut. So, you know, now that the rosters have been cut down to 26, I think you're going to start to see more, you know, roster management in terms of more moves to get fresh arms from the bullpen, and they'll match up more for series. So we're kind of getting into that part of the series now that the rosters have been cut down.
How is Renfro done relative? How does he think he's done? What's what are the expectations? And to this point, how he's done? I know it's early.
Yeah, no, I think overall he's been a little up and down, which you would expect. I think what's been really encouraging for him is, you know, this is a guy that hit 30 home runs last year with the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, he came over and said that all of his power is pull side. And, you know, in the past, he doesn't have a lot of opposite field power. And that's actually the part that has shown up for him. I think he's up to 7 home runs now on the season. He homered over the weekend against the Braves. So look, he's going to be a really steady contributor offensively. He's always a power threat. He's great defensively. He's actually out today, not in the lineup, probably just a maintenance day for him. But I think overall it's been kind of as expected. He can be a really streaky hitter and get into some hot streaks, and the home runs will come in bunches for him. I think overall he's kind of delivered of what they expected from him.
Talk with Sophia Minter. We do it every other week, and now we get to not important stuff, but it is to me because I play Prize Picks. I have Freddie Peralta over 6.5 strikeouts. He's due, and he's not been as good as he would hope for. And then Hunter Green, he's the guy who can throw for 100 miles an hour. I have him over 5.5. That's not home runs, but that's strikeouts. So do you like that theory, or am I missing something? Am I wrong?
I think I would go with the over on Freddie and the under on Hunter Green.
Hunter Green, because everybody can hit whatever he throws in. At least they did in the last game, right? Nobody striking out.
Yeah, they got to him pretty hard last time.
So he does throw hard, right? Isn't he? Like, he's their guy, right? They're young.
Yeah, now he throws really hard, but the Brewers hit him for 5 homers last time. So we'll see what they've got this time.
We will see. Any other gem you want to leave us with?
No. Tony was pretty quiet on this segment. Is Tony there?
Sophia, it's too early in the season for me to be worried about the Brewers. It's like 5 games in or something.
You're not locked in yet.
Not locked in yet. It's got to get to. It's got to get at least past a halfway point. Give me 80 games before
not
I even get
locked
it.
In
even,
yet. That's
even
good.
Get interested.
Yeah. We'll give you until the All-Star break, Tony.
Thank you. Thank
Sophia,
you.
From now on, we're going to open with your question for Tony or your thought
otherwise
on
I'm,
Tony.
Otherwise, yeah. I'm snoozing
I think
until then.
I think that would be a better way.
It is. We're going to do that now, and I'll remember that. She can ask every week, are you locked in yet, Tony? You locked in yet?
Exactly. That'll be the plan.
That is. That's the plan.
I'm locked into the pitching right now. Let's go.
We'll see. We'll find out each week. Every other week, Sophia Minter checking in with Tony Smith first. Then we'll get to baseball. Thanks, Sophia.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
See ya.
Are you a better guesser? Caller 4. Caller 4, 1-800-990-3776. A division of Old National Bank. That is the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. Caller 4, next.